This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado rose to 209 people this week, the highest level since the start of this year. That's similar to this time last fall, but far below Delta and Omicron numbers in 2021. 30 utilities report rising levels of the virus found in wastewater, including a number along the Front Range. Newly reformulated COVID-19 vaccines are available statewide. Public health officials say getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the safest, easiest way to lower the risk of serious illness and long COVID. They recommend those 6 months and older stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines. Passenger rail could be an answer to housing problems in northwest Colorado. That's what state and local leaders say about a plan that would repurpose train tracks meant for coal into passenger rails. They'd connect Steamboat and Craig. Route County Commissioner Sonia Macy says it's time to study the idea.
I'm surprised it's taken this long because it's been sitting right here in front of our faces for all of this time. It is a historic resource and asset that we have utilized traditionally and historically.
An estimated 2,700 people commute from Craig to Steamboat every day. Hear more at 444 on All Things Considered. In-state tuition at Colorado's public universities was below the national average for full-time undergrads this year. A new analysis by the Denver Business Journal found the average annual in-state tuition nationally is just under $40,000. In-state CU and CSU students pay between $30,000 and $33,000. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.